Quentin Tarantino, from Wikipedia. Quentin Jerome. Tarantino was born on March 27, 1963, in Knoxville, Tennessee. The only child of Connie McHugh and aspiring actor Tony Tarantino, who left the family before his son was born. His mother later moved back to Los Angeles, where a young Quentin developed an obsessive love of movies. He never attended film school. Instead, he worked for years at Video Archives, a video rental store in Manhattan Beach, California, absorbing an encyclopedic knowledge of cinema. From Hollywood classics to obscure foreign films to exploitation B-movies. That eclectic taste would define everything he later made. Tarantino broke through in 1992 with Reservoir Dogs, a tightly wound heist film told out of sequence made for just $1.5 million. It announced him immediately as a singular voice. 2 years later, Pulp Fiction arrived and changed American cinema. The interconnected crime anthology won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay, and turned a relatively unknown filmmaker into one of the most talked about directors on the planet. What followed was a filmography unlike anyone else's. Jackie Brown paid homage to 1970s blaxploitation. Kill Bill was a sprawling martial arts revenge epic split across two volumes. Inglourious Basterds reimagined World War II. Django Unchained, which won him his second Oscar, tackled American slavery through the lens of a spaghetti western. The Hateful Eight was a slow burn chamber thriller. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his ninth film, was a love letter to late 1960s Los Angeles and old Hollywood. His films are known for razor-sharp dialogue, graphic violence, nonlinear storytelling, and deep reverence for film history. He has said his 10th film will be his last, a retirement he's been teasing for years. Whatever it ends up being, he's already secured his place as one of the most influential filmmakers of his generation. Films grossed over $1.9 billion worldwide. Awards, 2 Academy Awards, 2 BAFTAs, 4 Golden Globes.